was, if you ever make anything out of hog blood,
I've heard that they made blood sausage and fed it to prisoners of war over in Germany.
Right.
I think they mix hay with it to hold it together while it's congealing.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage, stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it?
Right.
And then later, after it gets cold, you slice and fry it. What is this called?
Well, that's probably the souse meat that I was thinking about a while ago, or scrapple in Philadelphia, but I wouldn't eat it.
Okay. Suppose you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Probably that it was rancid.
Okay. Thick, sour milk that you might keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk? Or clabber?
Okay, and you actually use it.
Would be clabber. Or curdle.
All right. What do you make from clabber?
Biscuits.
Okay. What types of cheese might you make from?
I don't know.
What's baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top of it? What would you call this?
A cobbler.
Right. What would you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Syrup?
Yeah, or what might you call milk or cream that has been mixed with sugar? And nutmeg, you might pour it over pie. You have any
custard or something like that? I don't really know.
Well, or what, is there any particular name for this type of sauce that you would call it gravy or dressing?
That you'd pour over pie? No.
Okay. Dip or dope? Would you possibly use that?
No. It would just sauce, I guess, so. I wouldn't call it. It would depend.
You call it syrup, really?
No, I didn't know what you were describing at first. I would just call it sauce. Excuse me. Just sauce, I suppose.
Okay. What is the food taken between regular meals called? That if you already eat Fritos.
A snack.
If you're talking about when you have your meals, you say, breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I will want breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Well, what you actually do.
I will eat breakfast at 7
o'clock.
Okay.
Yesterday at that time, you had already
had breakfast.
Yes, with the same verb. You would say you had already
eaten breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And last week, you want breakfast every day. Last week you...
I ate breakfast every day.
All right. What we just had, what is that? Sad
coffee.
All right. How do you make it?
Well, I make it by putting a spoon of instant coffee in a cup of hot water. Stir it.
All right. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
We're going to go over, to the faucet. You say you're going to have a
glass of water.
All right. And you might say that an hour ago you had a glass of water and you what the water?
I drank
okay.
a glass of water.
And then if you were asking me how much water I had, you would say, how much have you? Same verb.
Oh, how much have you drunk?
Okay. When dinner's on the table and everybody's standing around waiting,